What's up, Pete?
Are you ready? Because I want you to pay attention. This is the beginning of something.
Get spooky.
Who is it again?
Pete. Pete McMurray.
How do you spell it?
P-E-T-E.
Oh, Pete.
Who are you? You think you're fancy? What are you going to do? Go work in the White House now?
Wow.
This is the Pete McMurray Show.
Hello and welcome into the show. Please follow the show on social media at Pete McMurray. And if you miss anything on the show, just search Pete McMurray Show wherever you find your favorite podcasts. And we would love for you to subscribe. Let's say hello to Lisa Katara. Looks like people came out and voted this week in the state elections, didn't they?
Yeah, that's good because I feel like a lot of times we all vote for the president and then we forget.
Nobody shows up.
We
in the off elections
locally.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Zoran Mamdani, the self-avowed socialist, is now mayor of New York.
I was so focused with how careful you were about pronouncing his name, I didn't even hear the end of the sentence.
Zoran Mamdani.
There you go.
There you have it. Yeah.
I don't know why people act like that's hard.
Voting in the mayoral race in New York City by Tuesday at 5 p.m., 4 hours before the polls closed, there were more votes cast than in any mayoral election in the last three decades.
Yeah, I heard since 1960s.
Wow.
60s, yeah. Dang. I will say this. I don't have an opinion on Mamdani because I don't live in New York. So
Mamdani.
You know, Mamdani.
Yes.
I will say, though, if I'm someone like Chuck Schumer, if I'm someone who is a long-term, old-school Democrat, I might be a little scared.
He didn't say anything. He didn't endorse anyone. He went and voted on Tuesday, didn't say a word. Yeah.
Right, but I think electing someone like Mamdani in the largest city in America kind of shows you, hey, we don't want regular Democrats. You guys are morons.
People just want to hear about the issues, and that's what he was focused on. He talked about making New York more affordable. Of course, he talked about free bus service, which gives me pause. Freeze the rent, universal health care, $30 minimum wage by 2030.
Yeah.
Those are a few red flags for me. I understand that he wants to make the city more affordable, but where is the money going to come from?
No, I have the same question. So it'll be interesting if he can even accomplish one of those things on his list. People want to vote for someone they find relatable.
Yes.
And he spoke like a human and he didn't talk in circles. And I think so many of the messages we're hearing from Democrats in general are still this very circular, very careful to not offend anyone, not even a cockroach. You can't even talk bad about a cockroach because maybe a cockroach is your friend. I don't know. It's refreshing to hear someone speak normally.
Andrew Cuomo, old and tired. The guy took 10 days off after Labor Day, and he spent a ton of time in the Hamptons. He had 1 foot in the race, 1 foot out of the race.
Well, it just goes to show that his life is so pampered that he can take 10 days off, and he thought that that was okay.
We will talk with Republican Congressman Darren LaHood today. He's on the Ways and Means Committee. This is the committee that writes tax laws, folks. Okay. He's also on the House Intelligence Committee. He is also my cousin, and he has to come on the show once a month.
Oh, yeah. You know what I've been thinking about a lot?
What?
How many people in this country work?
Yep.
And they don't make enough money.
Yep.
And they still need SNAP, even though they're working 40 hours a week.
Yeah, we got to talk to them about SNAP, man. That's rough.
So my question is, if you work at a big corporation like a Walmart or a Sam's Club, and you're not making enough money, and you're still on food stamps, why are we as Americans subsidizing Walmart's profits? We all know Walmart makes billions of dollars a year.
Bring that up with the congressman.
So why are we paying then for their employees to get food? We are subsidizing them, paying them awful wages. It makes no sense.
It's everything. We're in the upside down world right now. The government shut down, the longest shutdown in government history. We'll talk to Darren about that. You know how much I want to be in People Magazine for the latest issue. People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive is out, and Jonathan Bailey is the sexiest man alive. Who's Jonathan Bailey? Who is he?
He's an actor. He's a you know, he's done stage.
Bridgerton.
He sings.
Yeah, I know that show. I have not seen Wicked. He is in Wicked.
He is in Wicked. Yeah. He has quite a role in Wicked, too. Very prominent.
People's Julie Jordan does the cover story every year, and she will join us today. They have subcategories every year in the issue, like sexiest surgeon, sexiest chef. How about sexiest media personality? Or sexiest radio host or talk show host?
Delusional radio host?
I mean, just put me in there. Give me an honorable mention. Julie's been on for like 10 years in a row. I'm going to ask her today. I will. Lisa, the World Series, did you watch?
No, but I know who won.
One of the best series I have ever seen. It was so good. It went to 7 games. And do you know the 2 greatest words in all of sports?
Home run?
Game 7.
Oh, man.
Saturday night's epic Game 7 between the Dodgers and Blue Jays drew baseball's biggest television audience in 8 years. How many people do you think tuned in Saturday night?
20 million.
25.98 million.
Wow.
That's crazy for a baseball game. Oh, baseball's dead. It's too long. Oh, yeah? Give me a Game 7. It was so exciting. So good. Man, I just loved it. I was texting with Bob Costas, name drop, because Bob is a huge baseball guy, and we were going back and forth. I just love that man. I love talking baseball with him.
One game in the series that went like 97 hours.
18 innings.
Yeah, that's a lot of innings.
I fell asleep, woke up, fell asleep again, woke up and saw the end. Oh, I love it. Here's my favorite story of the week. We talk a lot about weak passwords on this show, like password 1 or 1234567891. Remember the $102 million jewelry heist at the Louvre?
Yeah, I saw this.
Okay, yeah. You remember that heist?
Oh, yeah.
The Louvre, which houses the Mona Lisa, Venus de Milo, very famous pieces. It was revealed this week, the password for a museum which houses some of the rarest pieces in history and is the world's most visited museum. The password was Louvre.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
What? That's pretty the bad. Password? The name of your museum?
Whoever is in charge of their IT
should
be fired.
Fired? Oh my gosh.
Fired.
Oh my gosh. I don't really understand it. I mean,
password to what? Like, was it a pass? Like,
security. It was security.
When you open your computer,
yes,
you have to type in a password.
Yes. Yes.
So what if that password was Louvre? And then you still need passwords to access the actual site.
If you're the museum on the planet that houses the rarest items, you're going to have a pretty complex password.
I know. I'm just saying, I want to know what this password was for.
To get into the security system.
That's so vague.
Here's the thing. It shouldn't have been Louvre, okay? That's the point. It shouldn't have been the name of the museum.
I'm just saying there might be.
My home security system password is more complex than that. Ugh.
Well, I was thinking about this week, okay? Yeah. Because once again, I have been involved in another data breach.
Oh, no.
Once again, it was not because I didn't make a password with 37 rules attached to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was because my health insurance company hired another company and they got hacked.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So password security, in my mind, is nonsense because it has never saved me. It has only irritated me.
Johnny's eating lunch at his desk, not paying attention. Oh, I'll click on this. Boom. Data breach. Health insurance. Uh-oh. Yeah.
And it wasn't because of my password.
Besides my family, what's the one thing I love most?
Drinking beer and pretending you're in college.
I love all of that. I love caffeine. I love it. I love it.
I would not have thought that is second for you.
I like the kick before a workout. I like the kick to start my day. I like the kick at 2 in the afternoon. I love it.
The afternoon coffee is the best coffee.
If you have a high school or college kid, the energy drinks are all the rage. That's all they drink. Celsius, Alani. Those are
that
too sweet for me.
That scares me, though. Because, like, don't they have more caffeine than, like, a soda or a coffee or multiple coffees in one can?
Well, Lisa, you're not the only one. Energy drinks are more popular than ever, according to experts. The energy drink market is worth more than $23 billion with the B in the U.S. Wow. And leave it to the health experts to buzzkill it all. Health experts are warning these beverages are loaded with caffeine plus chemicals and sugar and can become addictive.
Well, yeah.
Really? What was my line? Hello, my name is Tired and I'm addicted to 5-hour energy.
Oh, you do love a 5-hour energy.
God, I love it. Just a little sip. I don't have to drink the whole thing. Just give me a little sip.
You're so weird.
Oh, I love it. Sugar-free Red Bull. Just a little sip.
Oh, my God. Just nothing sounds grosser.
When it touches your tongue, it tastes so good. I love it so much. Oh. Just love it.
It tastes like a candy necklace.
A candy necklace. Okay. I haven't had those in a while, but I mean, they're fine in small doses, I would say. All right. Quick break. More of the show on the way. You want some caffeine?
Which is also fine in just small doses.
Good morning. Can I take your order?
Can I get a tall chai?
A large black coffee.
A what?
Large black coffee.
Do you mean a venti?
No, I mean a large.
He means a venti, yeah, the biggest one you got.
Venti is large.
No, venti is 20.
Danny.
Yeah, large is large. In fact, tall is large, and grande is Spanish for large. Venti's the only one that doesn't mean large. It's also the only one that's Italian. Congratulations, you're stupid in three languages.
More of the Pete McMurray Show next.